And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and coming up this weekend, Saturday, April 29th and Sunday, April 30th, beginning at 3 p.m. on Saturday, it is Sleep Out for Independence 2017, which takes place in Independence Stadium and challenges our community to dare to imagine a community where no family is homeless. And joining me now in our Knoll Foundation studios is Vernie Howard, Executive Director of Providence House here in Shreveport. We're going to discuss homelessness in our area and this annual event, which raises awareness of the issue of homelessness and is also a fundraiser for Providence House. Vernie, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
You bet. So let's talk homelessness right now in our area, in the Shreveport-Bossier area. What are the raw numbers of homeless families out there and homeless people in general?
Sure. When you think about homelessness, the one thing I want to be able to share with you is that the federal government defines homelessness a little bit differently than we do in our everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
If you live from house to house, or you're living with your aunt one day or your grandmother the next, and you have a roof over your head, you're not considered homeless. By our own standards, that is homeless. If you don't have a place to call your own, that's homelessness. And so what we see here in our local area, poverty and homelessness are tied together.
Right.
So here's how I want you to think about it. One in three people, not just in the city of Shreveport or the city of Bossier, but in the state of Louisiana, live in poverty. And so the homeless population continues to grow. And so those persons who are living below the poverty line, and they may not be homeless today, but one paycheck away, that's the piece of the population that we are so concerned about. And when you have industry that will leave the city of Shreveport or leave our state, when you have an education system that, you know, where we hear high school graduation rates are up, but we know that there's a long ways to go with that.
Right.
That's the population we're trying to capture. So in Louisiana, you have over 100,000 people living in poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And so those numbers are staggering to us. And so what we endeavor to do is to deal with it, not so much globally, but just one piece at a time.
Yeah. And it's always, you look at a big problem like that, and it seems like it's daunting. But, you know, it's the same thing as cleaning your house. It's daunting to me because being a bachelor, my house is always filthy. But then if I just start in one room and start working, then eventually I get it done.
That's right. That's the easiest way to eat an elephant, just one bite at a time.
Yeah, it's the only way I'm going to try. So now, while the numbers vary in this area, there's a threshold that people fall below, like you said, one paycheck away. About where is that threshold in our communities up here in the Shreveport-Bossier area?
Okay.
And so folks know whether they're close to it or whether they're far away from it, you know, because there's a lot of listeners out there who may be thinking they're doing good.
Sure.
And one catastrophic illness can just throw, you know, everything into a spin.
Sure. One of the documents that we use, and it's data that we like to have at our fingertips, it's called the Alice Report.
Mm-hmm.
It was produced by the United Ways, and it really breaks down parish by parish in the entire state of Louisiana. And it's called the Alice Report. It's asset limited, income constrained, employed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really your working poor, people who are working two part-time jobs but can't afford transportation, housing, child care,
right,
and medicine. And so for a family, for a single person, $14,000 is about, or a little bit over, is about what you need in order to afford just those basics. For a family of four, that number is about $41,000. And so you can do the math. If you're making $7.25 an hour, you're working 40 hours a week, you know, 52 weeks a year, you're not anywhere close to that $44,000 threshold. And so we encourage people, and we hear this all the time, have 6 months of, you know, reserve, you know, savings reserved. People are trying to survive from one day to the next.
Mm-hmm.
And so our job is to, we want everybody working, but we want people to have a living wage.
Right.
There's a difference between, you know, having an income and having a living wage.
Right.
And so what we see at Providence House, people who work, but you're working part-time. You don't have a high school diploma, or a high set is what it's called today. You don't have any skill set or any skill training, nothing to fall back on. So you are almost resolved to the $7.25 an hour job. And sometimes you get 20 hours a week with no benefits. And so that makes it tough for people in our community.
And a quick blow to the economy could all of a sudden shove you down to 15 hours a week because of the convenience store just isn't selling that much, or the gas has gone down. Any little ripple in the economic situation.
A sick child.
Right.
A sick child, and you have to stay home from work to take care of your sick child because, you know, if you have a child and they're running a fever, child care center won't take him or her. You don't have any other option.
Right.
You miss too many days of work, and then you lose your job.
So let's talk now about Providence House. Tell me about the focus of Providence House for those folks who don't know what it is that you do.
Sure. Providence House is a residential treatment facility for homeless families with children. And what I love about Providence House, for a long time, people thought it was just single women or just... Providence House has single women, single men, and married couples with children. We are the only agency in the state that will take the entire family. And that's what's different about what we do and what others do. And I think everybody does a great job when you're dealing with the homeless population, but we keep the family intact. So if you're a 13-year-old boy and you have a six-month-old sister and your mom is homeless, we keep that entire family intact.
And you're geared towards not just, you know, taking care of them temporarily, but literally towards retraining, re-education, reaffirmation, you know, to help them become more self-sustaining down the road.
Absolutely. And here's what I'll tell you. Some people need transitional support if you've gone through a terrible storm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Homeless people need permanent solutions.
Right.
So we're not looking to put a Band-Aid on a gash. You know, we're looking for long-term, sustainable ways to survive. And so we kind of stand on three strong pillars, the first being permanent housing, the second being education, and then the third being supportive services. So when you come to us, everything we do begins with love.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to know everybody's story. We want to know how you got there so we can help you to prevent going to that place again. And so a lot of the families that we have, 90%, have not completed their high school education. And we all know that really the only thing that breaks the cycle of homelessness is education.
Mm-hmm.
and some type of job skills training. That is your ticket out of homelessness. If you're willing to have a skill, have some type of educational training and work, put those skills to good use,
mm-hmm.
that ensures that your family has a fighting chance to make it.
And finding that one thing that you're good at, you know, which is...
Absolutely.
Everybody can go out there and break a sweat, but some people are better at it than others. I myself am lousy at that. I am much better at using my brain than my brawn. And so, you know, there are folks out there that are brilliant, but they haven't been trained to be brilliant. They were trained to do something else and misdirected.
Or not having the opportunity to.
Exactly.
And that's the other thing.
Yeah.
You have really, right now we have a woman in our house, and we don't call it a shelter. We call it our house. And she is the most brilliant artist that you have ever seen. And guess what we did? We gave her a canvas and we gave her some paint.
Mm-hmm.
And we are introducing her to Shrek.
Oh, yeah.
And artists who come and work with Providence House. And so this is her entree into doing what she's really passionate and gifted to do, and then an opportunity to earn an income while doing it.
Okay, so now we're going to get down to this weekend, which is really meant to be an educational experience for people in our community so they understand what the plight of the homeless are and exactly what it means to survive on the streets. So let's talk about Sleep Out. What is the mission of this other than that?
Sleep Out is an educational forum to expose and to share with middle schoolers, high schoolers, and the community about the real ills of homelessness. And we want people to have an awareness of and sensitivity to homelessness. It's pretty simple. And what happens is kids or groups, and we have a lot of corporate groups who will come out, build a shelter, and everybody is thinking we're having a great time. But really, there's an educational component. We will have our families there mm-hmm. who have gone through our program, who've experienced homelessness, who are now working and been self-sufficient for quite a while, who will tell their story and who will share that homelessness. None of us are immune to homelessness. Right. There will also be a replica of an actual room from Providence House okay. so that people will get a concept of what it means to have your entire family and all your belongings in a 10 by 10 space. Right. What does that feel like? And so we want really the community to be aware of homelessness is not just those people. Homelessness is all of us. It impacts the community. It impacts every single one of us. So, and it is a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And so we want people to come out. Registration is $25 per person for a night filled with food and fun and games and learning.
And networking with other people who care.
Networking and connecting. Mm-hmm. And we also have our major donor event going on at the right. same time in the Skybox. Why do we do that? We want our donors to understand what's happening on that field mm-hmm. and how we are cultivating a voice and a spirit of advocacy for young people. That's really what we want.
So now, exactly what is a box shelter for those who have never lived in a box?
A box shelter is just nothing fancy about it. It is taking cardboard boxes with duct tape and string and building four walls and a roof and sleeping inside. When you think about homelessness and once upon a time, and things have gotten so much better, thankfully, to nonprofits and churches and community leaders who've gotten together to galvanize and work towards eradicating homelessness. But your people's perception of homelessness is really people sleeping on a cardboard box. And that's really what people were kind of forced to do. Mm-hmm. And so we want our children not to just have an idea of or concept of that's what those people do. These are kids who go to school with you every single day. Yeah. And so a cardboard shelter is, you can make it as fancy as you want or as simple as you want, but it is a livable container, if you will, for your family to sleep in overnight. Some people have created theirs before the event. Some people won't create theirs until they get there. But it is the shelter where you will sleep overnight. And what you are really doing is lending your voice to advocate for those who cannot advocate for themselves.
Exactly. Now, I know out there in our listening area, there's going to be one of people who want to get involved. How do participants go about getting involved with you?
You can log on to our website. We have a registration website, which is www.sleepout4independent.myevent.com. Okay. You can register online. If you want to just show up on the event day, you can come out Saturday, April 29th at 3:00, register on site. We will have cardboard, duct tape. You can build your structure on site and be a part of the event. You can log on to our website, which is www.theprovidencehouse.com. There's information there. And for those who choose not to come out, but they want to be a part of, Tuesday, May 2nd is Give for Good. Mm-hmm. You can also give and contribute to this cause on our website or the Give for Good website. So there are lots of ways to be a part of.
And for those of you who like competition out there, there are going to be prizes. So tell us about the prizes.
Absolutely. Well, we have a specially designed trophy for first place winners, and we have three divisions. One's creativity, one is livability, the other is the best overall, you know, the best in show, the best structure. And these trophies were designed especially for this event, and very, very cool trophies. And then we'll have ribbons for second and third place winners. But we'll also have gift cards because we'll have games going on the field. And we have gift cards, iTunes gift cards, Chili's, Subway. So it's going to be an evening of, yes, we will have a great time. There will be sobering moments. But it is all to raise awareness around the cause of homelessness.
And the purpose is to build hold hope that we together can create a solution. Now, what other activities are going to be going on? Because you're going to have all kinds of other stuff going on as well.
We do. Our keynote speaker is our is the Chief Administrative Officer for the City of Shreveport, Brian Crawford, who will just encourage and thank people for being there and to talk a little bit about homelessness and how it impacts our community. So there'll be there's a talent show going on where kids get together and kind of the voice figure out you know, it, which will be a whole lot of fun.
Cool.
There'll be field games where people are out just playing ball and video games. And so we're going to have a complete night of popcorn and board games and movies, but it is connecting people who otherwise would not be connected all around one purpose and one cause to build awareness of and sensitivity to homelessness.
And you're also going to have some former families out there to share their stories.
We will. We will have four formerly homeless families who have gone through our program, who have been independent and self-sufficient for several years now, who will share their stories, who will talk about, you know, how homelessness happened. And in one case, it was because of Hurricane Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are lots of reasons why people become homeless. But these families are pillars in our community, contributors in our community, a part of Providence House's ongoing outreach, and willing to give back. And that's what I love about these families. I call them my heroes. They are the bravest people I know.
And if nobody ever thought that you could go from homeless to a pillar, you can.
Absolutely.
It's all a matter of getting the support that you need and having that willingness and desire to do the work necessary.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I know a lot of businesses in our area are very philanthropic at heart. How can local businesses get involved directly with Providence House? What do they need to do?
Sure. I think the easiest thing to do is call 318-221-7887. You may have products or services that you'd like to donate. Mm-hmm. Call. We need every single thing. If you want to make a financial contribution, we certainly need financial contributions. You can make those contributions online if you'd like, just by going to our website. If you want to create a team and come out and be a part of and stick your sign, you know, in the turf and say, you know,
sure,
built by, we invite everybody to come out and to be a part. I would like to share some of those sponsors who've
yes,
already made a commitment to Sleep Out for Independence. Specialist Hospitals was one of the first to say, we sign up. They have every year. We are so thankful. Imelda's, Innovative Waste Systems, Bancor South. I cannot thank Mayor Tyler and Mayor Walker enough.
Yeah.
Dr. Goree, who came out, they were part of the commercial. But the city of Shreveport, the city of Bossier, Kettle Parish School Board, they've been some of our largest supporters. Lockhart Jewelers, Keith Lockhart, they love us. We love them. Great supporter. Kelly Services, Anderson Accounting, KTBS, the Shreveport Times, RSI Products, Lowe's. Lowe's held the room. That's a replica of the room at Providence House. Jabbo Productions will be doing our DJ work for free.
Okay.
You know, those are things that, and we have a host of people who have given in kind. We could not do this work for this event without these supporters, but we cannot do the work that we do every single day without the support and the help of individuals and corporations to help us financially.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and how do just regular old Joes out there, moms and dads who maybe, you know, like I've reached the age where it's easier for me to give some money than necessarily sleep out on the ground.
Sure, sure.
But, you know, young folks love to volunteer because they don't have the disposable income. You know, you reach my age, you got some disposable
sure,
income, so you'd rather do the income than the sleeping out. So talk about how the broad spectrum of ways that families with kids can get involved or young folks can get involved.
Absolutely.
And old folks can get involved.
Absolutely. That's what I love most about this event, because there is not an economic group that is not valuable at this event. And so if you are a young man or a young woman in college, college and you just want to give back community service, mm-hmm. come out, volunteer. You can sign up right there on the spot. If you are a mom and a dad who want to teach your kids about giving and sharing, that's what my husband and I are doing. Yeah. My 6-year-old and 9-year-old will be there. Mm-hmm. Come out, create a team, build a shelter. You don't need 15 people to do it. It can just be your family unit. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to come out and just volunteer, we have lots of opportunities to volunteer. We have the opportunity to help serve food. We have opportunity to help judge the shelter, to stay over and kind of watch and make sure that our kids are safe. Even though we have Shreveport Police Department who will be there, we will never have enough volunteers to get this whole thing done. And just like you with disposable income, we need that every single day. Log on to our website. You can give online. Some people like to give and like to give anonymously. Mm-hmm. You can even do that on our website. Every dollar counts. And what I want to share with this community, the power of $25 is incredible. $25 ensures that one child has child care services in our facility every day. It also feeds a family of four. Okay, so when you put your $25 with my $25, mm-hmm. we've created a system of care and feeding and shelter for families and children. So never underestimate the power of $25.
Every little bit helps. It's the accumulations.
And the one thing I also want to share, we are closely watching the weather. Mm-hmm. And we want this to be a fun event. We want it to be a safe event. And so do our partners. And so in the event of inclement weather, please check our website. You can go to sleepoutforindependence.myevent.com or the Providence House website, which is theprovidencehouse.com. If in the event of inclement weather, we don't want to endanger a single person, we already have a backup date scheduled, which is the following Saturday if we have to cancel the event for weather. So please check the website Friday morning and Saturday morning.
All right. So, that brings me to my next point. This will be a safe environment for your kids.
Absolutely. It will be safe. Shreveport Police Department have been hired to be there patrolling from the moment we step foot on the campus of Independence Stadium until the moment that we leave. They have been so kind and generous. They will also be patrolling the area. We also have men who want, and there's only one way into the venue and one way out of the venue. And so we have parents and we have men and we have staff who will be there. This is our fourth year. Thank God we've never had a safety issue because we take care of those kids like they're our own kids. Mm-hmm. And so it is very safe. And I should also tell you, if the CAO and the mayor will be there, it's going to be safe.
Yeah, I think so. So any final thoughts you want to share with listeners to bring them on out?
Sure. I just want to remind this community that today it may not be your family. Tomorrow it could be your family that would experience homelessness. And whether it's you or someone you know, Providence House will always be there. We will always have our mission to break the homeless cycle one family at a time. And this is a fun way for us to share our mission and our vision with the community. Providence House has a $2.3 million budget, and we raise the majority of that money. And so we need you to come out to help us to raise money, but more so to use your voice for good. Be an advocate for a child who cannot speak up for himself or herself. Be an advocate for a family who just have no other alternatives. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that no family is left behind. So come out, use your voice, your time, your talent, your treasure to make a difference in this community and in the lives of homeless families.
And, you know, just think, as my mother always said when I was a kid, there but for the grace of God, go I.
Absolutely.
Vernie, I want to thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
That was Vernie Howard, Executive Director of Providence House here in Shreveport. She joined me in our Noel Foundation studios this morning to discuss homelessness in our area and the annual Sleep Out for Independence, a community awareness project that takes place this Saturday, April 29th, and Sunday, Sunday, April 30th, in Independence Stadium here in Shreveport. You can find complete details on how to get involved at www.sleepout4independence.myevent.com. Or you can call 318-221-7887. That's 318-221-7887. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.
You know you've done enough when every bone is sore. You know you've prayed enough when you don't ask anymore. You know you're coming to some kind of understanding when every dream you dreamed is past and you're still standing. Mama says God tends to every little skinny sheep. So count your ribs and say your prayers and get to sleep. Nothing is louder to God's ears than a poor man's sorrow.